social conventions evolved. I thought some might take it the wrong way if two or three of us jacked together for a private conversation. But I didn't feel thus when I noticed Leo talking to Osa or Saman to Jules Verne Durand, and soon it became clear that everyone in the cell was happy to afford others privacy. Saman strung a network of wires through the frame that everyone could connect to when it was necessary to have an all-hands meeting, and we agreed that we'd do so every 8 hours. The intervals between those meetings were free time. Each of us tried to devote 1 out of 3 to sleeping, but this wasn't going so well. I thought I was the only one having trouble with it until Arcibald drifted over during a rest period and connected himself to me.
You sleeping, Roz?
Not anymore.
Were you sleeping?
No, not really.
How about you?
Up to this point, it had been the same, word for word, as the conversations we had used to have in the middle of the night back when we had been newly collected FIDs, lying in unfamiliar cells, trying to sleep. Now, though, it took a new turn.
Hard to say, Arcibald said. I don't feel as if I'm going through normal sleeping and waking cycles up here. Frankly, I can't tell the difference between dreaming and waking anymore.
Well, what are you dreaming about?
About all that could have gone wrong.
But didn't?
Exactly, Raz.
I haven't heard the whole story yet of how you rescued Jad.
I'm not even certain that I could relate it coherently, he sighed. It exists in my mind as a jumble of moments when I thought or did things, and every one of those moments, Raz, could have gone another way. And all of the other outcomes would have been bad ones, I'm certain of that. I replayed in my head over and over, and in every case I happened to do the right thing.
Well, it's kind of like the anthropic principle at work, isn't it? I pointed out. If anything had been a little different, you'd be dead, and so you wouldn't have a brain to remember it with. Arcibald said nothing for a while, then sighed.
That is as unsatisfactory as anthropic arguments usually are. I'd prefer the alternate explanation.
Which is?
That I'm not only brilliant, but cool under pressure.
I decided to let this go. I've had dreams, I admitted. Dreams in which everything is the same, except that you and Jad aren't here because you croaked.
Yes. And I've had dreams in which I let Jad go because I couldn't drag him back, and watched him burn up in the atmosphere below me. And other dreams in which you didn't make it, Raz. We recovered the nuke, but you had simply vanished.
But then you wake up, I began.
I wake up and see you and Jad, but the boundary between waking and dreaming is so indistinct here that sometimes I can't make out whether I've gone from dreaming to waking, or the other way around.
I think I see where this is going, I said. I might be dead, you might be dead, Jad might be dead.
We become like Fra Orlo's wandering 10,000-year math, Arcibald proclaimed. A causal domain cut off from the rest of the cosmos.
Phew.
But there is a side effect that Orlo never warned us of, he continued, which is that we've gone adrift. We don't exist in one state or another. Anything's possible. Any history might have happened, until the gates swing open and we go into Appert.
Either that, I said, or we're just sleepy and worried.
That is just another possibility that might be real, Arcibald said.